Wisconsin through the seasons. These images have been made to look as natural as possible. Jonathan Chipman says that achieving a natural look requires carefully selecting and manipulating the data collected by the satellite's sensors.
We're looking just at visible wavelengths of light, none of the infrared wavelengths. But we have essentially stretched or enhanced the contrast in these different bands in ways that try to essentially kind of remove some of the haziness that the atmosphere would be bringing in and maximize the contrast among different feature types on the land and so on.
Chipman says the more these images look like snapshots, the more deceptive, in a sense, they may be.
They may look very simple and straightforward, as if, you know, it was simply captured at an instant in time and reproduced on the paper. But there is a lot of art that goes into making these images as useful and as beautiful as possible.
Chipman says manipulating or enhancing digital satellite images helps scientists discover what's most useful or interesting in the data. Processing it in different ways reveals different things. But Chipman says enhancing images is very different than adding things that aren't really there or removing things that are there.
Many people, when they hear this, they may think of things like essentially what is referred to as photoshopping, taking a person out of one image and putting them into another image as a way of essentially falsifying the record of what is occurring. What we tend to focus on in these images is using the computer to essentially enhance or to draw out features or patterns or phenomena that are there inherent in the imagery but are not as readily visible to the eye. So everything that you see there is actually in the data. We haven't added anything in, but we've made it perhaps more readily interpretable by the user.